So I thought I would share an interesting shofar-related tshuva by Rav Asher Weiss. He said the following shaila: there's a community where they had a great Baal Tokeya, and he blew very, very beautifully, very nicely. But he said he couldn't blow from a shofar, regular shofar that most communities use, from a ram. He only blew one of those long, you know, the super long twisty ones. So those are from an animal called a kudu, an African antelope. So that's what he liked to blow. So he was going to blow that. But there were other people in the community who could blow the regular shofar from a ram, the ram's horn that we normally blow. So they said, what's better? Should we keep this Baal Kori we've had for the last couple of years? And he's really great. He's fabulous. But he'll blow from the kudu horn. Or should we get a regular guy and he'll blow from the ram's horn? So in other words, to what extent is it, how important is it? What's more important, to have the ram's horn or to have the guy who's already been there for a couple of years? We know that once a person starts a mitzvah, we don't kick him out, and he continues. And in addition, he blows very nicely, so that's hiddur mitzvah, that he has great tekiyos. On the other hand, there are people who can do the job. They'll be yotze al pi halacha, and they'll do it from the ram's horn. So how significant is the ram's horn? This is a machlokas harishonim. The Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah that kol ha-shofros ksherim chutz mishapara. So really, any animal's horn would be okay as long as it's not from a cow or something in the cow family. There were apparently poskim who thought that the kudu was from the cow family, but that does not seem to be the case. It is a type of antelope, and it should not be from the cow family. So what should be the problem? However, the Rambam paskins lehalacha that only a ram's horn is kosher and every other horn is pasul, seemingly against an explicit Mishnah which says kol ha-shofros ksherim chutz mishapara. Apparently, he understood that the next Mishnah, and the ensuing sugya in the Gemara, which talk about the fact that on Rosh Hashanah we use a curved ram's horn, he apparently thought that argued on the previous Mishnah, and we pass in like that second Mishnah. So the Rambam holds only a ram's horn is kosher and nothing else. Or the majority view in the Rishonim is that anything's kosher, but it's a preference to use the ram's horn. It's a nice thing, Akedah Zitzchak, and curved is highly preferable as well. So the Pesach in Shulchan Aruch in Tavkuf Pei Vav, he says, Shofar shal Rosh Hashanah mitzvaso bishal ayil v'kafuf. Uvidyeved kol ha-shofros ksherim ben pshutim ben kfufim. So Rav Asher Weiss writes from that lashon that it's mitzvaso bishal ayil v'kafuf, that the mitzvah is that it should be a ram's horn and curved, and bidyeved any shofar is kosher. So using the ram's horn is not just a hiddur mitzvah, and then we could talk about hiddur mitzvah of ram's horn versus hiddur mitzvah of nice tekiyos, and the guy's already been there. It's more than that. That's the way that you're supposed to fulfill the mitzvah, and it's bidyeved to use other shofros. I'm not sure that everyone understood it that way. The Mishnah Brewer here writes that, he says, what if you only have a ram's horn which is not curved versus a curved non-ram's horn? Which one would be better? So he says, the curved non-ram horn would be better because that's it's a kana derabanan to use the curved horn, whereas the ram's horn is a minog shenagu kol Yisrael me'olam mazecha. It's an old, ancient minog to use a ram's horn, but it's not a tikkun derabanan, it's not a takkanan derabanan. He says it's a mitzvah min ha-muvchar. So, mitzvah min ha-muvchar, I'm not sure if that's different than hiddur mitzvah, but nonetheless, that's what he writes, Rosh Weiss writes, that's more of a hakpada to use the ram's horn as opposed to, so it'll be slightly nicer to kios. The guy's already been doing it for a couple of years, it's okay. You can get somebody else. So he says, best thing is, talk to the guy and convince him. He's such a good Baal Tokeya, I could probably learn how to do it on the ram's horn also. That would be the best thing. But if not, they should take somebody else. Now, it should be noted, a fascinating thing. There are many communities of Teimanim, who dafka use the kudu horn, which is fascinating because the Teimanim generally follow Shitas HaRambam. And the Rambam says anything which is not a ram is pasul. It's not as a mitzvah min ha-muvchar, it's totally possible. So this is a fascinating phenomenon. Different suggestions have been floated. Maybe the kudu is really a ram. That doesn't seem to be the case. Maybe they didn't have rams. That's interesting. So maybe this was an old Yemenite tradition before the Rambam, predates the Rambam. This is super ancient to dafka use the kudu. Anyway, different suggestions. Rav Asher Weiss writes, if this was a community of Teimanim, I would say, okay, let them just do the kudu. That's their minhag. They can continue the kudu. But it's a community that doesn't have that practice as like an official minhag. So I would say the ram's horn is the one that should be used. Have a wonderful day. Please pick up the chairs on the tables. And a few announcements, so please give your attention.